The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, guys, let's talk about dating for a minute. I know I'm a pro. You can ask me all the questions, slide on in, sliver on into DMs. No, but really, it's become such a time suck. People are swiping away. They're not getting serious. You guys need Match. Match is the way to go. That is where you can find people who put actual effort into their dating lives and don't just waste your time. They are adults. They're not swiping left and right just based on your picture. They care about your profile. They care about your interests. So if you're ready for an adult relationship and you're over the games and you're ready for something real, if you like someone, they'll know. If you don't, they'll know. You know what you want and you're over the BS, and that's okay. Okay, you guys, literally, like, I know it's fun to swipe, and but you get so over it. You get so over those games, and you ladies deserve real men and women, people who can take care of themselves and other things like plants and dogs, and they have nice sheets on their bed and they can make dinner for you. Okay, like, I just want you to find someone who actually wants to be in a relationship, actually wants to put in the effort, and isn't just trying to, you know, hook up. I sound like such a grandma. Hook up. And that's why Match is the way to go, you guys. You guys need to download Match today. And you can message your top matches for free. You're welcome. Match. Adults date better.
Hey, it's Patrick Starr. I'm coming straight to you with my very own podcast, Say Yes to the Guest. I'll be hanging out with some of my fiercest friends and spilling some serious tea on business, beauty, and being a boss-ass bitch. With me, baby, you'll never know what will happen. Find Yes to the Guest on Apple Podcasts or anywhere where podcasts are played. Start streaming and downloading now. And don't forget to subscribe, because every Monday we're going in. We got so much to chat about. So turn it up and say yes to the guest. Yes.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening in pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room. Okay, you guys, so it's been a fucking whirlwind of celebrity gossip lately. Just a lot's happening. We had the VMAs, we had the Met, we've had breakups, we've had a new way to kiss just using your tongue. We've had so much shit. So Arielle's here to talk to me about it all. And who would have thunk that just a few weeks ago, there were just articles about celebrity showering habits and how often they don't, like Mila and Ashton, Dax and Kristen Bell. I even know that Jake Gyllenhaal doesn't shower that often, which, like, I don't care. Arielle, do you want to tell something in the classroom about your showering habits, maybe?
No, I really don't, Amanda.
Oh, I don't know, because maybe Why? You understand
Maybe you need
the
to take a poll. Maybe you need to take a poll. They say it's not good to wash your hair every day.
But do you shower your body every day?
Maybe every other day.
So
see, you made me say it and I didn't want to say it.
Why not?
Because this is a safe space.
So here is a safe space. So see, you're just like Mila and
Ashton. Mila said every other day.
Well, I think they say that they do wash the like private parts.
Oh, okay. So every other day I shower fully.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you got to do what you got to do.
No, listen, hair, everyone knows that like the less you can wash your hair, the fucking better. No one's going to judge you for that. Body.
And also, of course, there's also a difference between seasons. Like if it's summer, that's not true. If it's winter, it might be true.
Okay, fine, fine. Anyway, my point was that it was fucking slow. And now it's so crazy, you guys, that I had to like, I needed a breath. Like it's been so crazy that sometimes like my stories are so full and I'm like, there is more to say, but like I feel bad, you know?
And it like consumes you out and you're like in
oh yeah. No, you guys,
and me hang out time.
Like, oh. Why? Literally, she's like, why are you on your phone? And I can literally go, it's my job, which is so annoying, but it's like at least it could get people to fucking leave me alone. Like I'm on my phone. Let me live. Except it does become a problem that my brain is so filled with just this shit that like I can't have normal conversations with people. Like I just hang out with my friend. She's dating this girl. I forgot the name of the girl's name like 5 seconds later. She was like, are you okay? Like you called her Casey 5 times. Her name is not Casey. And I'm like, Crystal. And she's like, Abby. Like, and I mean, well, I'm there with her, but I'm just can't comprehend another name. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've already got too many names.
Arielle came with me to like an event the other day. I was talking to somebody. They were telling me about a really big deal that they had come in. And I was like, that's so cute. Because I was literally not there.
You weren't there.
Okay, but let's be honest. Why did I say that's cute? Let's be honest with the audience. I was thrown off by the aloe yoga model.
Oh, there was an aloe yoga model.
Made
Man,
me
it
feel
was
insecure.
Thrown off.
Made me feel insecure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what happens. It happens to all of us. I was like, that's cute. There's a bitch that's really skinny here that's annoying me.
And I feel like I really hyped you up afterwards.
Yeah, you were like, look, you look really good in this picture. And I was like,
you did.
I just felt I'm so not aloe yoga that like it just makes me feel insecure, you know?
Like the opposite.
But you know what? People have their moments and it's okay. Like it's okay to have it moments where you're not feeling good about yourself and the moments where you're like, I'm fucking feeling myself.
Exactly.
So anyway, what I'm trying to say is I lied and me, you know, responding with that's cute was actually about, I was like, I literally just, my eyes were going to the aloe yoga girl who showed up. Like I like got dressed, put on heels and the aloe yoga girl is like, just came from a workout wearing aloe yoga. What's
something
up?
We
What's
could, like,
happening here?
Never do.
I don't know. I don't know. And I'm just like trying to think of how to take a picture so like, you know, my arm looks good. It's like she doesn't have to think about that.
Amanda, okay, what do we talk about?
Body positivity.
Body positivity.
Body positivity all the time. Just not
You
sometimes.
Look so freaking good.
You're so cute.
You rocked your bell-bottom jeans.
I know. You guys get them, Zara. They're so nice. Okay. Anyway, what are we doing?
I don't know.
What
like you're
fuck?
Really like.
Okay, you guys. My point is, I fucking live and breathe this shit. If you haven't already figured that out, here you go. So, okay, let's cut to the fucking chase. VMAs. VMAs, so crazy. The day they went on, I was literally like, oh my God, they're on tonight. Is anybody watching? Legit, like two of you. But obviously, I took one for the fucking team, as I usually do. Obviously, most important people there were MGK, Megan Fox, Travis and Courtney.
Justin and Haley.
Oh my God, why did they not matter?
I don't know, but they were
there.
Were
they on the red carpet, though?
I don't know, but he presented an award or he won. No, he won.
No, and
awards.
He sang. I don't know. So he's, maybe in my. He didn't sing?
No.
He didn't sing with Kid Laroi? He did.
I don't remember that.
He did. He did. Oh. You didn't fucking watch.
I watched.
That's why you were fired here.
I literally watched.
So he performed. And I'm saying, and I'm telling you that I never won. And
I didn't even know he was part of that song.
Oh my God, I know the song way better than I thought I did. He also thanked his wifey.
Yeah, multiple times.
Multiple times. Okay, anyway, the reason why I'm saying that Kravis and MGKMF were the most important is because they caused the most memorable moments of the VMAs. Like you guys know, my relationship with MGKMF is complicated. Like at points, I'll be like, oh my God, he is. First of all, just so you know, I've talked to so many women in the industry and not that literally want to like die for MGK, like would leave their husbands, would like break up their family, Harry Styles style for him, like people are so attracted to him, which sometimes I think he can be cute. Like when I saw him on the VMA's red carpet, he was interviewed. He was so excited to be there. He was saying it was his dream. He manifested the shit, which I love to hear. You know, he said it was his dream to even fucking walk a red carpet with fans. He did get to do the pre-show before, and he was like, it's such a big deal that I get to do the actual show. So it's really cute. I love seeing appreciation, and like, he knows where he came from. He worked really hard to get here. He doesn't forget that at all, and he's just really happy and excited about his success, which I do love to see. But then Megan Fox rolled up with him. She was wearing a very, very sheer, which like the new style, by the way, is like sheer tight dress and like where you can see your thong, which like is less of my vibe. But she obviously looked like inhuman. Like she's not.
She's a robot. Not.
She's a robot. But again, with her, I have ups and downs because it's like I saw her on a talk show talking about how she listens to Britney Spears when she flies because she's like, you're not going to die to that. And I thought that was so relatable.
It really was. And honestly, now that I'm thinking of it, maybe like I need to be listening to Hit Me Baby One More Time as we're taking off.
And she did like a Britney imitation. It was really cute. And I was like, oh my God, I'm into her. And then on the carpet, she was like, I'm wearing nothing because daddy told me to be naked. Right, daddy? Oh my God, this boy is so talented. And I was just thrown off by the use of daddy and boy in the same sentence. Like, which is he? And it just feels...
And also, why daddy?
I don't like that in general. And like, why are you... First of all, if you guys remember my episode with Mystic Michaela, she said that she has an extraterrestrial aura, which like I could totally understand.
She does. She does. No, it's a fact. She does.
But like, who are you, Megan Fox, even? You resurrected, but like, did you resurrect as yourself or as MGK's girlfriend? Because she's playing up as if she's some like icon right now, but like, you're just being MGK's girlfriend. You're just accompanying him to her award show. She didn't show up for her own movie, as we know, with that whole drama with Rand and shit. Yeah. Like, I want to see more of like your own thing, not you being his groupie, which is supportive and we love to see. And we love Hailey Bieber for being so supportive of JB. But I don't know, something about it is like very like, I don't know, like that's your resurrection, being MGK's girlfriend. Like you were someone before him.
And
like,
matching nails and outfits, and you can't leave the house without matching because that's what daddy wants.
So that's the other thing is like, wouldn't it be so cute if like the woman was how she dressed and the man had that, like you both don't have to like look the same, like that's not the vibe. Like it, like just be, even though she is kind of dark, right, that is her person. She has like the really dark hair and the really like she does look like a vampire anyway, like that is her vibe. It's not like she looks like me, you know, she is more hardcore in general, but it's just that whole like daddy and the tongue kissing, which I fucking can't see it. Which if you guys know now, the iconic photo of Travis, Courtney, Megan and MGK like doing the tongue kiss, which I need to know like how it comes about. Like does Travis say Courtney?
No, but they've been doing the tongue thing, now that I think of it, since we saw pictures of them dating. They've been constantly doing the tongue thing.
I hate it.
It's like it's unnecessary. That's what it is. It's unnecessary. Either make out or don't.
Right. That's the thing. If you're mid make out, you guys picture it with me. Everyone get into it. You're closing your eyes. You're.
I mean, right? It's actually like nobody wants to hear those sounds. Like I have mesophonia and like no. We need to stop.
I'm just saying. And then going like, isn't the same vibe as like a dark room make out session with your eyes closed. Like you're literally like 10-10-10. And like,
why?
I don't even know like if I'd want like Ryan Gosling to like touch my tongue right now.
I mean, like I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Just that. No,
if
making
that's
out.
All I got. Yeah. That's all I got. Then yes. From Ryan
Gosling.
What
if Gosling. He just ate shawarma?
I don't give a shit. Give me all the garlic.
Would you want your boyfriend Yuval to tongue kiss you?
That
like
probably not. Like, no, thank you.
Anyway, so they're all making us feel really insecure about our own relationships. Let's just put it that way.
So there's that iconic bathroom urinal photo, which what I was trying to say is that like Megan is like, meh, meh. And like MGK is like, meh. And like Travis is like, meh. But I feel like Court is like, meh.
Like I feel like Court is like, kind of like not totally into it, but she does it.
She definitely cracks up every time after. And then also when her and Megan were presenting the award and Megan was like with her like straight like face saying,
give it
like,
up for our baby daddies. And then, our baby daddies.
And then Courtney said something and like laughed afterwards because she's so cute.
She is really cute. That's the thing. Like, is she dressing more punk rock? For sure. And like, if she wasn't my sister, would I maybe a little bit make fun of her and say like, wait, you're totally starting to dress like Travis Barker.
Yeah.
That I would. But I also like, listen, they change their styles all the fucking time. They have stylists and they literally are like, this decade, I'm going to be more emo. Like, they literally just change their styles all the time. So it's not like weird, but it is like, you know, we saw all the paparazzi from Italy. Like, there were moments where I was like, Court, like, you could do better. Like, this isn't your vibe. But she's so happy. And I've never seen her like this. That, like,
who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? Wear the fucking studded hoodie. You know, yeah. Live your life. Live your life.
Live your life.
Live your life. Okay, you guys, you know that I have a condition where I need to be eating or drinking all the time. And that's where comes in, because it's my fave seltzer with probiotics in it. Ah, refreshing seltzer with benefits made with probiotics for gut health. Living your best life never tasted so good, you guys. Huzzah has amazing flavors like raspberry and lemon, strawberry and hibiscus, and juicy pear. Legit obsessed with the strawberry and hibiscus. It's so good. It's so full of flavor. You'd be shocked. It has just 3 grams of sugar and 15 calories. Legit, 3 grams of sugar, 15 calories. The raspberry and lemon has 5 calories. Zero sugar. So literally, and you'd think that would have no flavor, but it has so much freaking flavor. And you know that you're getting probiotics, which are good for your gut. You're drinking something tasty, refreshing. I love can vibes. I love stocking my fridge with cans and feeling like a freaking Kardashian. Yep. Love to freaking see it. You guys need to check out Huzzah by going to drinkhuzzah.com. That's drink and then HUZZAH.com and use code NOTSKINNY to get 20% off. So again, you guys, get ready to fill your fridge by stocking up on Huzzah Probiotic Seltzer by using code NOTSKINNY for 20% off. So you go to drinkhuzzah, drink HUZZAH.com and you enter the code NOTSKINNY to get 20% off. Should we talk about my pooch box?
Yeah, I mean, that's so exciting.
I know, it was really exciting. A lot of you asked me, did I know I was going to get it? Yeah, because they have to like ask for your address. Obviously, it was very exciting when I got the DM from Poosh, even though I knew like Courtney told them, you know. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it was really exciting. And honestly, it's like a good fucking box. Like a lot of brands, which like, just listen up. A lot of brands will send you like a potato chip and they like want you to post it and be happy about it. And it's like, dude, it's a potato chip. Like do better.
Like legit.
Do better. But Poosh literally sent like every single thing like that is Poosh in the world. Like
insane. It's an insane
okay.
box.
Okay, we have no time for the Poosh. Anyway, I was really excited. People haven't seen me this happy since fucking Noah, since he was born. And then and then when Addie came on, maybe the same excitement. Anyways, moving on from the VMAs, Met Gala was legit the next day, which, first of all, what the fuck is the point of keeping the guest list so hush-hush? Like, I get that that's what kind of makes it more
exclusive
and mysterious and, like, people are buzzing about it. But, like, say if you're going or not.
And do you know, like, exactly what happens inside of the Met Gala? They see the exhibits?
I think you see the exhibit.
You see the exhibits.
Like, I saw an interview with Kendall they're like, what are you most excited about? She's like, just to see the exhibit. Like, shut the fuck up, Kendall.
With Gigi.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Kendall. You're not excited to see the exhibit. You're excited for people to talk about how gorgeous you look, because you look absolutely fucking gorgeous.
Oh my God, perfection. I've never seen anything like it, honestly.
I know. Ariel told me the other day, like, no, actually, she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
She is.
Okay, so Met Gala, we were all buzzing, thinking, like, who's going to come? Who's going to show up? I actually didn't know. Listen, did I hear buzzing around that Courtney and Chloe were never invited and they probably won't be this year? Yes. Was I for sure about it? No, because I was like, why wouldn't Anna Wintour want one of the hottest couples right now to come tongue on her carpet? But maybe that's what she didn't want. Maybe she didn't want a couple tongue on her carpet. You know, we did learn before that obviously Anna has to approve everyone. We also learned that a lot of brands and companies will pay for the tables that cost a lot of money and invite the celebs that they wanted to sit at their table. Like, for example, Brooklyn Beckham and his fiance, Nicola Peltz, sat at the Instagram table. But then I'm like, what, she wouldn't approve Courtney? Like, no fucking way. I don't know. Maybe. That's so weird. Kylie dropped out last minute, you guys. Kylie was in New York. She was supposed to go to the Met Gala. I was hearing actually from people that she dropped out. I heard that her glam team like abruptly left. So something happened. We don't know what. A lot of people are buzzing.
She abruptly left.
Yeah, but I think I got a message, like an Anon message that like somebody saw, like a paparazzi saw the glam, her glam team leave. So like, you know, and obviously she left as well, but she was supposed to go. Like yeah. She was confirmed to fucking go. By the way, yeah, she was confirmed to go. Travis was not supposed to go, but she abruptly left. And a lot of people are buzzing that it has to do with vaccination status because it was made known that they were very serious about all the guests needing to be vaccinated. But then I was like, that wouldn't be an abrupt leaving then.
No. Then she would have known that months and months in advance.
She would have known in advance if she wasn't vaccinated. So I don't know. Maybe she was sick. Maybe the baby, but then when, I don't know. I'm really interested. Like, I really need to know, obviously. Like,
I really need her to like answer the $1 million question of why did you drop out of the night last minute?
I know, maybe she wasn't feeling good, but it's like such a big event to like not go to if you're not feeling good. Anyway, she didn't go, but we did have Kim, who like we were all looking forward to see what she was wearing. She ended up wearing a Balenciaga head to toe, covered completely from head to toe in black, even her face. My thing about it, which I feel like people were less talking about that aspect of it, was like, we've seen that before. Yeah. When she arrived in New York, the day she arrived in New York, she had a similar black face covering leather S&M vibe thing.
Yeah.
And at the Donda event, she was wearing the same vibe.
Yeah.
So we've seen this vibe. That's my main thing is like, if we hadn't, and this was like a wow Met Gala moment, could we still make fun of it and say, You know, there were so many funny memes like saying that she's she's like the shadow or whatever. But but my thing was like, we've seen this 7 times before at the Donda event. Instagram posts with this Balenciaga getup. She arrived in New York and probably on purpose with a very similar look, black head to toe, face covering, you know, mask. So I'm like, that's what got me is like, wouldn't you want to wow us like something we've never seen before?
I mean, it's something that people can't stop talking about. There are memes about it. Like, I think she accomplished what she wanted to. And that's that people are talking about it. Memes are being made. Like, you can't stop. All I see on Instagram is just like the meme of her and Kendall. It's just wild. It's wild. But I wonder why. Like, why?
You know what I was told from someone from the inside?
Tell me.
Her team.
Tell me.
I was just like, listen, I'm just honestly, because if you guys were watching my live reactions, at first I was like, you guys, I'm just sad. Like, I want to see her face. Like, it's Kim. Like, she doesn't need to be covered like this. And someone's like, you see her face every day, all day. And that was the point, kind of. And not only that you see her face all day, every day, and this is like, wow, you're not going to see her face. But we all knew it was Kim Kardashian without knowing it was Kim Kardashian. And that's a powerful statement. Also, it kept me up at night thinking about it. So I was just thinking about Kim, you guys. What a fucking genius she is.
She's like a legend.
You know what I was even thinking about? Like, everything she does is so smart. Okay, if you're a celebrity and you're making mega money, okay, then the thought in your head does occur like, fuck, I have to give back. Like, I can't be out here making millions, not giving back. And I'm not saying it always comes in that kind of a way. But anyway, let's say it does. You're like, fuck, I need to join a charity, like donate money. Kim decided to like save people from like dying in prison. Like she went like, she's like, I'm not going to fucking donate to a charity. I'm going to save people on death fucking row.
No, she's literally a genius queen.
Because now she knows, I'm saying it could be that she's just a good person probably and she's doing it because she's passionate about it. But even from a business perspective and from like a career perspective, how is anybody going to talk shit about you when you're saving innocent people from dying in death row?
You literally, you
how is can't. Anybody going to talk shit about you when you're like advocating for prison reform? How is anybody going to talk shit about you when you legit are just like being an amazing human and like trying to be a lawyer? And so I feel like it's just like, again, probably from like the kindness of her heart, but also she's such a fucking smart, savvy businesswoman that like everyone needs to like shut the fuck up, which I feel like everyone did. Like, people take her so seriously now. She used to not, like, Anna didn't approve her until, like, Kanye had her fucking pregnant and brought her. And now it's like she's the talk of the fucking Met Gala. And you know what, Anna Wintour? Take that, because a lot of your fucking Met Gala was lame. Like, a lot it's of true. Guests were not high, you know, end or, like, exclusive as it used to be. And there was a kind of word going about it around that she felt that after the show. She was like, shit, like, maybe this wasn't the most exclusive. Our girl Addie was there. TikToker. I mean, that's fucking huge for her.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
We're really happy. We saw her from the inside dancing to Justin Bieber performing Baby, Baby, Baby. Oh. Justin and Haley were really hot on the carpet. She was wearing YSL, which was surprising. The thing about them, they looked amazing on the carpet, but like, I feel like it wasn't Met Gala. It was kind of Oscars.
It was 100% Oscars, but maybe that was the point because this Met Gala had a very like broad, I think, theme of like American designer.
Yeah.
That's what I think it was. So they looked amazing.
No, YSL isn't American.
I thought American fashion, celebrating American fashion.
Yeah, that didn't mean that you had to, a lot of, Gigi had Prada. That's Italian.
So what is American fashion?
I don't know.
Fashion?
I think you're because you're such a commoner and a peasant, you're taking it literally. Like you're thinking like American fashion means.
It's
like the concept.
So like wear anything. It's America.
I don't know. Stop trying to get it. You don't get it.
So what is it?
I don't know.
Oh, so you don't know.
No, it is blah, 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 America. Everyone would wear American designers, but they interpreted it
differently. Okay. Well, anyway, let's say
Billie Eilish was wearing Oscar de la Renta. She looked like Marilyn Monroe, like
right.
1950s America. Mm-hmm. Like
I got it.
You know.
So was Kendall. Who was Kendall?
Givenchy.
She looked amazing.
It was funny because Kendall was not head to toe. Her face was complete in Kylie Cosmetics, which was so funny because Kylie put up like my beautiful angel sis. And I was like, oh, Kylie, that's sweet. And then I saw that it's because she was in Kylie Cosmetics. And then I was like, oh, okay. But anyway, I mean, it's still so amazing to see all the celebs on the red carpet. Megan Fox was there. She had clip-on bangs that weren't the same color as her hair. It was really funny. She was wearing like a red dress. Okay, here's the thing about Megan Fox. So she puts up the red dress for the Met Gala. She a side-by-side with her VMAs look, the sheer dress. And she put the caption as, just me out here ignoring and defying all of your puritanical, emotionally repressed projections of what a woman should be. And that really pissed me off because like, bitch, you're not like saving the world. You're not changing notions. You're not changing perspectives. You're legit wearing the same
dress
that everyone's wearing. Mm-hmm. The see-through dress everyone's doing. You're not changing perceptions.
Yeah.
Like changing perceptions would be, you know, wearing something maybe that doesn't, I don't know, accentuate.
Showing up in sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Yeah, like
kind of like Billie Eilish is very much.
Yeah.
Maybe
Billie Eilish, but like not you, babe. You're actually, to me personally, you're actually doing the opposite. You're doing exactly what, like, I don't know. I just feel like maybe it's a good caption and that's just what she wanted to do. But I really don't think that's what you're doing, babe. Kim Kardashian, on the other hand, I mean, she killed it in the way that she not only wowed us, but she also showed up with someone that we thought was Kanye because they were dressed in a jumper and with a face covering and was with her. So everyone was like, oh, Kanye's at the Met with Kim.
Like there's no way you could know. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It could look like, obviously his face wasn't showing, but I felt like he was kind of like walking the way Kanye would walk.
I mean, a lot of people were saying that if you paid attention, then that it wasn't. But anyway, it was Demna Vasilia, creative director of Balenciaga. So, I mean, listen, they did it. They made us. They fooled us. So, again, did Kim accomplish shit for the fucking Met? She fucking did. Okay, you guys, I'm really happy to, you know, talk about, announce, and just create the vibe that fertility isn't taboo. Isn't taboo in general and isn't taboo to talk about. You know, it used to be everyone is so hush-hush regarding their fertility and where they're at, even regarding our pregnancies. We're so scared to talk about it. But you know what? Modern fertility will make all that so much easier because a simple finger prick will unlock tons of insight into your reproductive health, egg count, menopause timing, your hormone levels, if they indicate conditions like thyroid disorders or PCOS. All things that are good to know whether or not kids are even in your future. And going to fertility doctors will cost you thousands of dollars, will take so much of your time. Modern fertility has a home test that you can do from your home, obviously, and get all the important fertility insights without going to the doctor or even leaving your home. Duh, because it's at home. Modern fertility literally created an easy, affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. It costs $159, but you can get $20 off your test by going to modernfertility.com/notskinny. That's $20 off your test. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering my listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/notskinny. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at the doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/notskinny. modernfertility.com/notskinny. Dear women everywhere, let's start a fashion revolution. Old Navy is changing the shopping game with bod equality. Bod equality means size equality, price equality, and style for women everywhere. That's right. Old Navy is making every one of its styles in every size and with no difference in price because we deserve it and our sisters, moms, and friends do too. Aren't you tired of ordering multiple sizes online to try on at home because your store didn't carry your size? Old Navy heard you. Now every single size from 00 to 28 and extra small to 4X is carried in every single store, and you're ready to hit the fitting rooms with it. Did you ever think, whose body were these jeans made for? Because it sure wasn't for my body. Old Navy heard you. And their designers looked at everything from pocket placement and waistband curvature to the way the ankles taper and the back height and angle on each pair of denim to create jeans that celebrate your shape. And you guys, literally, I have like a small waist and a bigger butt. And usually jeans are like fit me funny because of that. And I got 2 pairs of short denim from Old Navy. And let me tell you, they fit me just right. And that's so amazing to know that they made every style available to everyone in every size and just made specifically to fit everybody and fit them well. Body quality means that now in every store, you're going to see mannequins in multiple sizes. And online, you can see the styles you love on models in sizes 4, 12, and 18. That's bod equality, a revolutionized shopping experience for women everywhere. See oldnavy.com/bodyquality for additional details, styles, subject to availability. You guys, aside from that, we did have a crazy moment of HB and JB standing and taking pictures, and fans were chanting Selena's name, which was so fucking crazy. And like, I think Haley from time to time reminds us of the, and Justin too, of the abuse she kind of gets from just being Justin's wife and how they're toxic Jelena fans still. But seeing it live was like crazy. And plus, Haley did look a little bit sad. It was funny though, because he was touching her stomach and she moved his hand because she was like, she's probably like, we don't want to think.
Very like, it was like so apparent though. It was like, she almost like whispered to him, like, not there.
Yeah. But now people are thinking that she is pregnant. I literally just think she's not, but she didn't want people to speculate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But in terms of like the fandom and like the Jelena fans, like, I just can't even like imagine people being so obsessed with that relationship when it literally ended so long ago. Like, let it go. Let it go.
But the thing is, this is me being the devil's advocate. Obviously, it's disgusting. Don't be toxic and gross. Is like, if he didn't meet Haley, Justin and Selena, like, Selena's not dating anybody. It's not like she also moved on. You know, like, I feel like Justin for Selena is that one true love, you know? So it is, if you're like a toxic Selena fan, then like you would hate Haley because like Justin actually, somebody did a TikTok, you guys. Justin jumped between Selena and Haley and even had a mix of maybe like Kendall in between and like other bitches. He was a playa. And sometimes he seems really sweet, right? He literally whispered to her on the carpet, like,
I love you.
I don't know. Is it cute or is it like, do you fuck up all the time and you're apologizing all the time? Like, I don't want to be cynical, but it's like, it's a lot. Like, it's a lot. It's not like, it's not normal to be so all over like each other all the time, also emotionally, and also like, I would be like, stop it already, we just came from home, don't embarrass me, you know, like take a phone picture, you know, like, what did he do that he has to be saying to her, I love you, like, while they're taking pictures? I don't know, like, live your lives. Just
Amanda, they're living their lives.
I don't know, I don't know, you
They're
guys.
They're super in love. And it's not going away anywhere. Their passion for one another. Or his passion for her, because you don't really see her like...
No, she dies from a backwards hat. That we know. That we know. So while this is happening, Kravis doesn't give a fuck. They left their hotel to like to a dinner. Cafe or something. And I would be like embarrassed. I told Ariel, like, they know paparazzi's waiting downstairs. Meanwhile, they know that we know that they're not invited to the Met. But they're like, fuck yeah, we're going in our punk rock hoodies to Din Din.
I love that. I love that.
But it is cool. It is cool.
It is cool. Don't give a fuck. Like, who cares? And also, like,
making out all over the city. They literally pause in the city on like a loading dock to make out. I don't know. Like, maybe I'm married for too long and I don't remember the urge in the middle of the street on the way back from lunch in the heat of the city at 85 degrees, gross trucks in your face, being like, let's just like make out.
In the beginning of a relationship, yeah, you like lose sense of like anything.
Oh my God, I forgot.
You like don't know what the weather is outside. You want to kiss all day. Oh like you're on top of each other. Like, I just feel like they've only been dating how long?
Maybe like October.
So less.
No, like a year almost.
Okay, a year. It's still the beginning. It's still the beginning. And that's what happens. And she's like the most in love she's ever been. I feel like you really see that.
You really see. She's so happy. I feel like she doesn't. She legit doesn't care. Like,
she doesn't care about anything
else. She doesn't care about anything.
And Travis doesn't care about anything else because love conquers all. So
I know. I mean, the thing is, like, they showed up in New York, and even before he tweeted like five flights in a month, like, I was thinking it. I was like, wait, they're in New York. This is something he couldn't do for 13 years. Like, he couldn't come to Fashion Week. He couldn't come to award shows. Like, so not like literally this love opened up his life because legit he couldn't have done these things. And I'm so proud of him and I'm so happy for them. So keep on making out all over the fucking city. Britney Spears is engaged.
Oh my God.
She's so cute. Honestly, her engagement post is one of the most Britney posts I've seen because I really felt like I heard her be like, you guys, I'm fucking engaged. I can't believe it. And she did like, you know, a reel and the whole thing was like her kind of showing off her ring in different ways. And it kind of felt like how I would show off like my manicure. And it's so cute because she had one nail like kind of
chipped
off. Yeah. But it's so Britney. And I feel like she was so excited about the ring.
She looked so happy and like you really... I'm so happy for Brit. I feel like a lot's been happening for her in a good way the past few months. And it's just good to see that she's like moving towards freedom.
Well, I really, really, truly hope so. But then she deleted her Instagram and that was kind of worrisome. And then she tweeted, don't worry, folks, just taking a little break from social media to celebrate my engagement. I'll be back soon. Which is weird. If you're taking a break from social media, then Twitter is social media.
And then why are you? She wasn't so active on Twitter, right?
Right. She was so something is fishy. Off. But regarding Sam, he's another person that I've had ups and downs with. He kind of is cute lately to me. Like he's very self aware, which I like. Like Octavia Spencer commented on her post like to sign a prenup. So then he posted that he's like, don't worry, I'm making Britney sign a prenup for my Jeep and like whatever. So he's very self-aware. He knows the situation. He knows that like Britney is a mega fucking star and yeah. He knows what people are thinking. And I feel like he owns it and he doesn't try to pretend. Like he'll talk a lot about his acting and talk about auditioning. And so there are moments where it could be cringe because you're like, wait, he's really like, I mean, because he's Britney Spears' fiance now and he's like a hustling, trying to be actor where like he was in Hacks, the show, for 5 minutes and he put it in his profile, which is super cute, right? He's like hustling.
He's proud of it.
He's proud of it.
But I do think like we need to remember that he's literally been with Britney through everything. Like everything that's happening that's positive right now, he's been through like the worst shit for her in her darkest times. And he's hustling. He's trying to make it in the acting business. But never once have you seen like Britney use her platform to like,
no,
you know, shout him out in any sort of way in terms of like acting or try to get him anything. So I do feel like he is really trying himself.
No, and also like I don't think that at the end of the day he's going to get acting roles because he's Britney Spears' boyfriend,
right?
Especially with everything that's been going on with her for the last, you know, over 10 years. It's not like, I mean, she has clout, but it's not the type of clout to get you like to be an actor. You know what I mean? Like, right. I just don't. And again, like, until like, he can't be using her because she hasn't had anything for so long. And right. he's not been there waiting it out. So I feel like we need to be less cynical about it and that it's legit.
I love Sam.
He did. It does seem, though, like he probably comped the ring for free or in exchange for social, because the place he got the ring from, like, called the ring the Britney and posted it. Mm. So I'm sure there was some sort of situation there, which makes sense because how could he afford it?
Yeah. I'm D for that, though.
You're D for a social post?
Hustle.
Social exchange.
Get a beautiful ring for Britney however you need to.
Amelia Gray and Scott Disick broke up. I was not surprised at all, honestly, because imagine your boyfriend caring so much about his baby mama that he goes and DMs her ex-boyfriend to talk shit. Yeah. I honestly respect Amelia for making that decision or for distancing herself from it if it was her doing. I actually said, like, before, there were some hints in her, like, Instagram stories. First of all, Lisa Rinna, her mom posted a picture of Harry Styles because she had said on the show, like, why'd she bring me Scott Disick? Couldn't she have brought me Harry Styles? Which is funny because Harry Styles, meanwhile, is like super in love with Olivia Wilde, and Olivia Wilde fucking cap her ass. But anyway, there were some hints. And then Amelia posted a story of like a t-shirt that says, wait, don't you have a girlfriend or something like that? Which I felt was also meant for Scott. And then we started getting notice that they broke up, and it definitely seems that way.
Yeah, and I feel like the message Scott sent to Eunice is like disrespectful on so many levels. It's disrespectful to Amelia, which, like, you have a girlfriend. It's pretty serious. Why do you care if Courtney's like making out all over Italy? Like, go make out with Amelia all over the Hamptons or wherever you are. And then second of all, to call Courtney, the mom of your three kids, this lady, or what do you say, this woman,
this chick,
is like also disrespectful. So like, he's really disrespecting Courtney. He's really disrespecting Amelia. And I just feel like this whole situation just like was not a good look for Scott.
Yeah, I know. Another thing that is not a good look for Scott.
Yeah.
But listen, I feel like Amelia got the most out of it. I don't think that before her relationship with Scott, she was over New York Fashion Week. Like, she is hustling right now as a model. And if that got her that little jump, that little bump, I'm sure Rinna is super happy about it. And, you know, she'll get over the heartbreak because she's young and she'll move the fuck on from that, you know, from that 37-year-old with three kids that comes with, you know, some baggage. So I really got into Olivia Munn, John Mulaney, having a baby. Like, I wasn't that into him. He does have a fandom. He has a crazy fandom, actually. But I just kind of learned all about him and about his relationship with his wife. And what was most shocking is, like, he went on Late Night with Seth Meyers and basically came out, and right as he came out, started spilling the timeline. So in September, I did this. In October, he very much wanted to make it clear that there is a timeline that is rehab, broke up with my wife, moved out, rehab again, then met Olivia, now we're pregnant. But if you really do the deep dive and you really look into it, there is a lot of fishy shit there as to when exactly did he break up with his wife? When exactly did he meet Olivia? And I feel like we should know by when they have the baby. But then again, so many celebrities have been having, you know, been giving birth quietly without us knowing. So could they keep it from us? Because I think that she's more advanced in her pregnancy than would make sense with his timeline.
Right.
But then again, we'll know at some fucking point how old the fucking kid is and when he was born. So I don't know. But it was all very weird. The way he said it on Late Night with Seth Meyers was almost like he was apologizing. It was so awkward. And then I saw an interview she did with Access Hollywood with Mario Lopez, and it also sounded like she was kind of like, A, she was talking very like me. Like, she was like, I don't know if I'll find out the sex of the baby, and like didn't sound so much like it was
us.
But yeah, it could be because literally, even if his timeline makes sense, even let's say he wasn't lying, his timeline is we met and like got pregnant because like they weren't dating
on the first date.
Like,
But she's 41 years old. It is very hard to get pregnant at that age.
Yeah.
It is possible, but it's weird if it was planned, because how do you plan to have a baby with someone you literally just met? Somebody that legit just got divorced, somebody that legit just got out of rehab. Like, I feel like they tell you after rehab to like not date for the first year, even have any kind of relationship. And this guy is being thrown into full throttle, a kid.
Oh my God. I mean, divorce, a new girlfriend.
I just wish them the best, because like, I know what it is to have a baby. I mean, I don't know what it is to be like a celeb and, you know, have a gazillion nannies and help and whatever. I'm sure it's easier, but I'm sure it's not, you know, easy, especially for a past addict who spoke in a stand-up and in a lot of places that he's not even into kids. So this was very, very shocking to his entire fandom. And let me tell you guys, if I knew about this before, I would have gotten tickets to his current shows. He has shows going on right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's get the tickets.
No, we can. That's it. They're sold out.
Oh.
Anyway, you guys, so a lot going on. Very exciting stuff. Stay the fuck tuned, because
shit's about to go down.
Is it?
Yeah.
But like what?
When it rains, it pours.
Oh, you think shit's going to continue to happen?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see happening?
I have no idea, but I really wanted to mention Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, okay. mention away.
Well, I felt like I really love all the attention that Natasha's getting. And I think the Brendan Piper situation was really obviously like the biggest situation in Paradise this summer, with a few other little things. But I really was happy for Natasha that like they're keeping her on. She was getting another rose. They're not eliminating her. But at the same time, I did feel like, you know, we did see on our end that their relationship wasn't that romantic. And I do think that like Brendan should have gotten the shit that he was getting, because clearly him and Piper were fully dating before the show, and that's not the point of the show. But with that being said, he was leading Natasha on with like doing as minimal as possible. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, he was not romantically into her. You could see that as the viewer, and it just sucks for her. But also, like, it's not like they were going and, you know, tonguing each other all day.
No, there was no tongue. The only kiss they had was like a peck, where like I would be like, goodbye. Like, the kiss that he gives me is a peck. So yes, do I think Natasha was blinded by his blue eyes?
Hell yeah.
And turtleneck? Probably. And do I think it's fucked up, the manipulation? I don't think it's fucked up if you knew somebody before, you were hoping to see them, whatever. Yeah. I think the pulling in another person into it, and that's somebody's feelings. Like, right, I get what you're saying. He didn't show her too much affection. He did the bare minimum. But at the same time, like, she was into him.
Very, yeah.
And he made it seem, at least in words, maybe not in actions, but in words, like, he's there with her. He's giving her the rose. He is leading her on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then to underestimate her intelligence to that level.
Yeah.
Piper's here. Oh, and then I'm into her. Oh, and where you're dating, like, you're fully dating before, is really fucked up. But I agree with you. Did I like the entire village coming up and deciding who needs to go home? No, grocery store Joe. I like you, but it's not up to you.
Yeah.
It's not up to you. You don't get to kick people off the island. Wait, should you and Serena leave the island because you're really into each other and now you're taking up space because you're not going to give other people opportunities? Like, what they were all saying doesn't make sense, because they were like, you're not open to other things, so you should go home. But you're not open to other things.
90% of the beach is not open to other things.
First of all, can I just tell you, I'm really into Kenny, and I don't know what to do with these emotions and this attraction.
I know, Kenny.
Like, there's something hot about Kenny.
Very. And like, I felt like he really handled himself amazingly.
Oh, wait, you guys, Kenny fucked Demi 3 times in the Boom Boom Room. Who else did he hook up with? Tia. And then he goes back to Mari, is like, I'm in love with you. And I'm like, oh my God, Kenny's an angel.
I know. Like, there's something about the way Kenny speaks and says and handles
Kenny
things.
Kenny looks at Mari and is like,
in love.
And he said in the confessional, he's like, I never felt this way. And I believe him, because he's not saying it in this like bachelor journey talk. He's saying it like very like just authentically.
Yeah.
He's just like, I never felt this way.
Like,
But like, honestly, Kenny's hot.
No, Kenny's hot. I mean, he's disgusting in a way. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's so sleazy. And what he does in life is so sleazy. Like, he manages like a literally a bar
band,
bar boy band. Like, I've had followers tell me that they know this boy band from Chicago. They play at like fucking underground bars and he like manages them. So it is kind of like a sleazy posish. And he has sleaziness about him, but he has like, there are sleazy hot guys. And yeah, he's a sleazy
hot
guy.
He's one of those and he knows how to talk.
But he looks in love with Mari and Mari's like this like soft spoken, but I feel like she's like a control, like I feel like she controls you with her eyes.
But I feel like Kenny needs that. Like Kenny needs a Mari. They're
Demi's
perfect
like
together.
Whispering to him like, do you want to go to the boom boom? And you know what I don't like that Demi's trying to do? Demi's trying to play the victim. And this is a big deal to be, you know what I mean? Like, it was her idea every time. She literally went after him.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, and he used me in the boom boom. Like, no, baby, that's not what happened.
You asked him to go to the boom
like,
boom room.
Don't say it like that because it's not what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she also got very involved in the Brendan Piper thing. So again, do I think, first of all, let's start with this. Brendan and Piper are fucking dumb for thinking that they could pull this off, for thinking
not,
that they can
like,
and the fact that they just talk so frankly in front of cameras just shows that they're dumber. She's like, listen, would I like more followers?
Yeah. Do I want to make more money? Yeah.
But I have a degree and I can like lean back on it.
And it's then you're like, do you know you're mic'd? Like, do you know they hear everything you say?
It's just so funny. The thing is like, do I agree with you? I think it was, first of all, I think the response to Alana and Chris was exaggerated because people fucking hated Chris and that's why they treated him like a piece of shit, which isn't nice and it's kind of
like
bullying.
Poor Alana.
Yeah, it's kind of
what
bullying.
What did Alana do?
Listen, I think at the end of the day, Chris and Alana hooked up before, yes. Did they come in with this master plan? No.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't even want to leave with him. She kicked him out of her cab.
Yeah.
More than that. But they got so much fucking shit. They were bullied off the fucking island.
And bullied afterwards too.
He even posted like a hotline. You know, it's very sad. I feel like people went the way overboard. Like, let's not forget, most of you came for followers. Most of you came for clout. Most of you came with somebody in mind that you were into from Instagram that you probably slid into their DMs. You've probably hung out before in the different cities that you traveled to. So, okay. You didn't do it as like bad as they did, but you kind of did. Piper and Brandon are just dumb because
so dumb.
You can't plan this out because they both knew that you can arrive at different times in paradise. So what did they say? Like, if I'm not there yet, then make a connection and make sure they like you enough to give you a rose till I get there. Like, that's the fucked up part.
Yeah.
That's the fucked up part.
And the lying.
Period.
And the lying.
That's what I'm saying. The fucked up part is the lying and using somebody for your own gain. Why you came on the show, Demi, you're going to fucking really say that it's not okay that they came on the show for clout? No, because you're not looking for clout. Like, that's what pisses me off. You're all here for that reason. You all have an advantage to be on TV and not look for love off TV. Look for love on TV to get the advantage that comes with. The fucked up part is that Brendan and Piper did it in a very manipulative way that could hurt other people.
That hurt
period.
Other people, yeah.
And
then Natasha goes on a date with Brendan's best friend. To top the cake off for Natasha. To really fucking top
and
the cake
literally
off.
And then like angelic Dr. Joe, who I'm like, he's a doctor and he's so cute and he's friends with Zach and like all this shit. And then he's like, oh, Brendan. I
love Brendan. That's what he said to her.
Everyone loves Brendan. That's why no one gave him shit, by the way.
Oh my God.
By the way. Anyway, you guys, we're in it. We're living it. We're breathing it. You guys, thanks for listening this time. And always rate and review the podcast and give it 5 stars because you love me and you should do me a favor because I'm doing you a favor by just talking about all this shit and not knowing my own name because, you know, I'm just thinking about all's this. See? Other things we need to discuss quickly is that Bella Hadid was not at the Met Gala. Gigi was. People started speculating that everyone who we thought would show up to the Met Gala and didn't show up was probably because of
lack of a COVID-19 vaccine. But then Bella went ahead and posted to her Instagram a story of her seemingly getting a shot, even though it did look like it was at a doctor's office. But you never know where celebs get their shit done. And also it had the date of August 6th, which seemed to fans to be pretty late in the vaccine game. Could have been the first dose, could have been the second, could have been the first, and then she didn't have time to get the second for the Met Gala. We don't know. We don't know why she wasn't there. And all we really want to know is who was invited. Did everyone who got invited go? Who got invited and didn't go? And why didn't they go? We just want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Another interesting thing about our Addie, is that she showed up to the Met in a Tom Ford vintage red dress. And immediately everyone was freaking out because it looked very similar to a dress Courtney wore to the family Christmas party, which I better get invited to this year in 2019. Obviously, it's not the exact same dress. Courtney's was like, didn't even have straps, but it is similar. And I think it's from the same Tom Ford for Gucci collection. So that's pretty wild. Can we talk about Kanye West and his black photo on Instagram? Everyone he follows right now has a black IG pic. Kim didn't have a black IG pic, so he wasn't following her. Then she changed it to the black IG pic on the day of the Met, so he did follow her. Then she changed it back to a pic of herself, and now he's not following her. So what the fuck is going on? This is becoming very, like, I don't know, like middle school. No one cares that much about who you follow. I don't know. Kanye, just, like, live your life, like your fucking sister-in-law would say. Addison Rae was also supposed to perform at the iHeart Music Awards, but last minute she posted, "Hi y'all, after a lot of thinking, I've decided that it's best to not perform at iHeart. I want to give my fans 110%. I don't feel like I'm ready to do that. Thank you for understanding." Now, what I'm wondering is, like, she didn't show up to the VMAs, and we saw the seating chart ahead of time that she was supposed to actually sit next to her BFF Court, and she didn't show up. We didn't get any notice as to why. And I'm wondering, especially based on her article in the LA Times that she wants to focus more on acting, if they're trying to, like, move her away from the singing, the, like, music stuff, and show that she's, like, just an actress for, like, the Netflix movie, He's All That, and for her Netflix multi-picture deal. Like, why else would she be absent from the VMAs and from the iHeart Music Awards? Something is fishy, and I'd like to know why. Kim Kardashian went on Ellen. It was so funny because Ellen asked Kim what she thinks about Kravis, and Kim was actually so cute. She was like, "I love them. I love love." And Ellen was trying to kind of get the dirt. Like, Ellen was like, "They make out of the time. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what's wrong with them? They're all they do is, like, PDA." And Kim was like, "I know, that's how they are. Like, it's super cute. They're really, like, in love." And then one of you guys DM'd me and was like, "Scott should have DM'd Ellen. Like, instead of DMing Eunice to talk shit about, yo, this chick in the middle of Italy, like, imagine Scott DM'd Ellen. Ellen would go with the flow. Ellen would be like, oh my God, it's a lot." Because Ellen basically said it's a lot. Also, super exciting to me and to Keeping Up fans, Kim was talking about the Hulu show as if it's straight up Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She was like, "We haven't filmed in so long. We can't wait to all film together. A lot of people have new relationships." And Ellen asked if Kravis are going to be on the show together. And Kim was like, "Listen, like, we haven't talked about it." Yeah, fucking right. But I think they will be, because it's such a big part of, like, Courtney's life. So I'm super excited. It was so funny. For so long, I didn't want to confirm with a K that, like, the new Hulu show is basically going to be Keeping Up. Like, we were kind of spinning, like, what else could it be? But then hints started dropping that, like, no, wait, it's going to be legit Keeping Up. And they just left E, not because the show is over, like they made it sound, but because of just probably a better contract. But it's so funny looking back, because they were literally crying, obviously, when the show ended with E, over the producers and, like, everything like that. But they made it sound, they were like, "Our last day of filming ever, 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 ever." Lisa Rinna is super happy that Amelia and Scott broke up. She said on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, she said that she really, really tried really hard and was really patient,
We'll leave it at that. That's what she said. So it sounds like she was just waiting for this phase, this fling to be over. And listen, I am happy for Amelia for leaving Scott, and I am happy for her living her life. But I really think like Scott gave her the like jump that she needed in her career, because as much as I'd like to give her all the credit, like she was not blasting off on Fashion Week like she is now. Now she's hopping all over the world like fucking Bella Hadid, and she's gorgeous, and she was modeling before, but not like this. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were picked for the world's most influential people. A lot of people are having a lot of opinions about that, but all I can think is about their photo on the cover of Time magazine. She has the boob covering hair, and there's a meme going around that's super funny that he looks like her hairstylist that is explaining what he did to her layers. It's just so funny, you guys. We need to discuss Hilaria Baldwin real fucking quick. She just posted today to her Instagram. She shared like a story of a black mother holding her white baby. And it says, "Your baby looks nothing like you." I'm assuming the mother had a baby with a white father, so the baby looks more white. And I can totally understand that struggle, right? But Hilaria posting that as if she relates to it is mind fucking blowing, you guys. This is like on the verge of like a condition, like a dissociative personality disorder. Like, what is wrong with her that she, no, you're white and your kid's white, babe. So like, what the fuck is going on? She is just a lot, like a lot. Anyway, love you guys. See you next Tuesday. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.